There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
All right, my talkers, let's get ready for Lori and Julia, hour two. It is, what, two more hours till we can go home and have a little fun, maybe at the cabin? You guys heading up north? No? Yeah.
Yep,
we're both heading up north.
There you go. So two more hours till you guys can get off and go up north.
That's right. I'll be spectating at Grandma's Marathon. We've got our bleacher passes. I've got, the posse, all the girls going. I got my cowbells.
Do you think, okay, so this is, so Grandma's was canceled last
That's
year,
right.
like the world was. Mm-hmm. So this is, it's just going to be, the only
it's
difference is
that half the runners.
Oh,
I think it is a
runner.
Smaller running entry
okay.
because of when.
But they still have all the live music and they don't have it right on site there. You just have to walk over to the Bayfront.
It's not going to be in the big, huge parking lot at Grandma's. It'll be over at Bayfront. So it'll be spread out, but hopefully, we'll figure out a way to get nice and tight and close and dance and have fun and everything. Because there's
people,
a bunch of bands starting.
Right.
It's like from tonight. Now, normally I would be going out tonight,
I've been to this with you.
Oh, yeah. You know how I roll, Julia. It's such a fun
it really is.
Weekend. But there's no music tonight.
Oh.
I know.
Okay.
All the music is tomorrow from noon until 10 o'clock at night at Bayfront Park.
Right.
So,
people are just dipping their toes in by,
It was, I think, all the planning for all of this had to be done when we were under restricted things. It's sort of like the Basilica Block Party.
Right.
We got the official word yesterday.
Which is so exciting.
That, the Block Party is happening September 10th and 11th this year. It's usually the second weekend in July, which coincides with my birthday.
Rocco, this has always been
Grant Rocco.
Oh, gosh. Grant Rocco. Uh-huh. Donnie.
How you doing, Donna? How's it going in there?
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Really,
hey,
I'm
Steve.
Sorry.
It's okay, guys.
So, but they had, John Bream had the story, and it's been 26 months by the time when the Basilica comes back because it got moved to September.
And how much fun did we have at the last one?
Oh my, Julia, I have
we
a
laughed
great,
so hard that I, first night though. Oh,
but
gosh,
I
had
have
so much fun.
A
You've
great
had so many memories.
Time. It is my favorite two nights
it's
of the
so
year.
Fun.
It's just like, and I have a lot of favorite nights, so it's just like really a highlight because the music, the setting, it's just so fun. So, September, this will be beautiful. And you've been saying September is going to be the new July this
September
year.
September is July,
this
and I
year.
Just, I cannot, there is so much going on. It's like people saving their vacation for September.
Exactly. So, okay, so we have, this is who the lineup is. It's AJR. It's headlining one night. We play one of their songs.
Maybe you can find
here,
it.
Here, AJR, is it Bang? It might be Bang.
Yes, Bang. Yep.
Bang. It's a great song.
Okay.
Every time we hear it, Julia always like, who sings this again?
Right,
so they're headlining. They're trio brothers from New York City. They're doing the first night.
And it's the AJR, their first names.
AJR. And then the Avett Brothers, I can't ever remember.
Love them.
They're Saturday night. And then also appearing are the Twin City Rock Group that they're back together. I don't know if it's just for this, but Motion City soundtrack. They're super fun. Recent One Hit Wonders, J.P. Sachs, If the World Was Ending. Tate McRae, You Broke Me First. And I think Tate McRae has a new song out today. And then Rit Momney, who we were just talking about earlier this week with their cover of Put Your Records On. They're going to be there. Also, Black Pumas.
Who we love.
Love, 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 love. And also Spoon. That's an indie rock group. And the English pop favorite, Jade Bird. And so, it's really a good lineup. Tickets went on sale this morning at Basilica Black Party.
I'm excited for that to come back. And this AJR group and this song, Bang, you guys know it.
Yeah, it's so good.
Here we go.
So, get your
Have you guys heard the cool story behind this song?
And no.
The
guy that, tell us.
So when you hear this guy's, but hold on. Wait for it. When he says metronome, you know, the guy that comes in and goes like metronome and all the deep voices, they were on a subway in New York, and it's the guy that did the subway voices.
Oh.
And they called him up because they're like, next stop, you know, whatever.
Right,
and they,
right.
they called him up and they're like, hey, we want you to be on this album. And he was blown away.
Oh, yeah.
And so this story came out about how this guy that worked just for the subway transit as a narrator for different stops became the main deep voice that you hear in this song. Metronome, here right. we go. Boom, that
and
guy.
And Bang got the top rock song at the Billboard Music Awards recently. And then they also have that song, I'm Ready. But John Bream reports that AJR, although they released their fourth album this past March, they are not going to be touring until next year. So this show will be a one-off.
Oh, I love it.
The only one kind of okay. that they're doing. So it's a
fun.
Big deal. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So. And I love that story, Grant, about having mm-hmm. the actual voice of the person who makes the announcement.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's and then there was a TikTok about it where the grandson actually showed his father because they went on concert. They were live doing a concert. And he was like, they told the whole story yeah. during this concert. And they mentioned him and gave him credit. And this old man like starts tearing up because of all the credit yeah. he was getting for this. It was really cool.
Oh, I
feel
that.
Like there will be like, you know, like there will be some famous people. I remember the 1 year I saw, you know, Nick Lachey.
Oh, yes.
You know, there. But like there could be some people. There are people that do show up at this. And then Kenny Chesney, now his tour, you know, that was going to be May 2nd, 2020. He rescheduled his show for 2022. And the word is next month, the Rolling Stones are going to announce their U.S. tour dates.
Okay, so what this really means is last time, Grant, I don't know, you didn't work with us. You mm-hmm. were, you worked, I think, maybe at Hubbard, but not with us.
No, nope, yeah.
It happened about a month before the shutdown.
It happened, and Lori and I were taking photos because we had billboards that were going to go up right mm-hmm. when the shutdown happened. And at the photo shoot, Brooke, our promotions director, was on the phone with Lori.
No, she
Lori.
Was there with us because I couldn't remember my Ticketmaster yeah. code,
so
she, and she had a Ticketmaster.
She basically was Lori's PA, personal assistant, and got the tickets for Lori.
Grant, I got 19th row at the
at
stadium.
TC Bank. Wow. TC Bank. No, at
the Viking
US
Stadium.
Bank,
US Bank, yes,
yeah.
yes.
19th row, and I bought 10 tickets.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and paid like $3,500.
It was
just ridiculous.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And then,
but
it,
I was
but
so
was,
excited because
so
they were
pumped.
Amazing. They were amazing. And then, like, everything got canceled. And then I was like, I can't hang on to these tickets. But the Rolling Stones, they were the only group right away that said full refund to everybody.
They did. They were one of the,
really?
You're right.
Yeah.
They did.
That's good.
Other
mm-hmm.
people wanted you to hang on to them and see if they, when they were going to cancel, because, you know, things were going in the early days.
Yeah. Mine was the Rage Against the Machine. I was so excited for that concert, and that one ended up getting pushed back, and I still just kept on to them.
Yeah, but. I mean, I have Tim McGraw tickets that I hung on to, but, I mean, they weren't $3,500
no,
worth of tickets.
Thank God you got that refund.
Yeah, I was just like, nah, that's, you know, I'm not, you know, Jeff Bezos over here. All right, listen, we come back. It's time for Random Thoughts.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now... Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right, people. It's Friday. That's not random. But summer is officially starting like this weekend, isn't it?
It started.
11:32 p.m. Eastern time.
Julia, so it started tonight. For us the weekend we went to Vegas, May 17th.
It did. Mm-hmm. We got an early start.
We got an early start. I think everyone kind of did.
It starts this Sunday.
Right.
It's summer's, what it means is when it starts is that's when the North Pole is at its maximum tilt towards the sun, making it the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, if people right. want to know.
The solstice. The
right.
summer solstice,
the summer solstice,
as it were.
And there's a very large parade I remember going to in Santa Barbara. They have a huge summer solstice parade mm-hmm. with like the puppets that they used to have and the puppet thing over here.
Oh, and if you're up north, it'll be light out until almost 10 o'clock.
I know. I love it, love it, love it. Hopefully it won't rain on Saturday. I think Saturday's going to be beautiful.
I think so.
Okay, so do you guys know where the dog days of summer came from? the term.
I like the song by Florence and the Machine, though. That is great. Come on. She was at the Basilica sang that song. You were with me that concert.
We had so much fun. Mm-hmm. We had so much fun. All right. The term dog days of summer actually comes from astronomy. Sirius is called the dog star, and it rises in late July. In ancient Greece, the dog days meant the hottest part of the year. So it's
what it still means.
It's still what it means.
Is it Cyrus or Sirius?
It's Sirius.
It's Sirius.
No, it's S-I. It's Sirius. Oh. It's like Sirius Radio.
Got it.
It's spelled that way. So Sirius is called the dog star, and you don't see it until late July. So,
and Dog Star was the name of Keanu Reeves' rock and roll band. God, just right.
That,
to bring it
that is
all
good.
The way around to that's a pop good. Culture reference right there.
And we tend to be happier in the summer. A study.
This is a study of death.
It is. In 2011, found it's true by analyzing tweets from 2.4 million people. They say it's because there's more sun. That's why people in the winter go south. The snowbirds, they're just so happy down there.
I know.
The Eiffel Tower grows 6 inches taller in the summer because the metal expands from the heat.
I believe it.
When's the last time?
What's happening in the booze in my car right now? I did put the Baileys on ice.
Oh, Lori, that is so funny. I went and loaded up myself. Yep.
What is happening to our booze and our makeup and hot in our cars right now, Jules?
I don't know. Whammo, WAM-O, is a brand. They are a Frisbee brand, right?
Remember the big bubble, the Whammo, big, huge bubble?
Oh, the bubble. I'm talking about the Frisbees.
Or the multi-bubbles?
Yes, 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 yes.
And you would just go around. That was a Whammo thing.
Yes. But I'm talking about the Whammo Frisbees. They started in 1957. The first Frisbees were actually pie tins college students like to throw around, and that's where the name came from, in the Frisbee Pie Company.
Yeah, and everyone who goes to Australia buys a boomerang because they think it's like a Frisbee, and they can never get it to fly back to them.
It never comes
works.
Back.
Yep. Never works.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a dangerous weapon, too.
If you know how to use it, which apparently no one does.
I agree.
Unless you're a native Australia, you're aboriginal.
And
I don't
know how to do it.
But Americans buy them, and then they want friends to go, demonstrate it. And, never works.
Okay, this is something kind of weird. All right, so during the 4th of July weekend, okay?
God, don't rush us. We're
I'm just
going to
tell
solstice.
You, there's going to be 150 million hot dogs eaten.
Yeah, no. We are not going ahead to 4th of July news.
I am. I'm finishing my sentence.
Deal with it.
That's, Lori has stated, I'm just going to tell you that the 150 million hot dogs, just the number is going from the East Coast to the West Coast.
They're
going to
cost more,
times.
Too, this year. Oh, newsflash.
Everything costs more. Yeah.
Just there you go.
Everything costs
way
more.
Way to be a summer buzzkill with that.
I'm not a summer buzzkill. Okay, so if, mini celebs and regular people are getting back together with their exes, this has been a trend. We've seen Jennifer Lopez and, Ben.
We don't see a trend of people 17 years apart getting back together. I would like to see more of this.
Apparently, there's something in the air right now that says text your ex.
Listen,
Grant,
if you've already had sex with somebody, you think, why not just resample that so that when I get back out there, I've got a current measuring stick, if you will, of
text your ex is trending.
Yeah. Because you've already done it. You've already been with it and then with that person. And then you can just like go and see what else is out there. And maybe you're kind of out of sorts I think this is
and you can blame it on the fact that most of June Mercury is in retrograde.
Oh yeah,
so go so you forth, don't, and don't, so you kind of get a pass.
Yes, of course.
So text your ex and blame it on
it doesn't count because it's already counted.
That's true. It's a check mark.
Okay, that's
already.
Like the best line ever. So if you
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Cheat on someone and have sex with your ex, it doesn't count because it already happened.
It's already
they were
being
already
counted.
One of the five people I slept with in my life.
Exactly.
What's going on here? Yeah. I don't need to. It's right. It's not six. No. It's five.
That's the ultimate girl math.
Yeah, I was going to say that is not my math, but
that
yes.
That is our girl math.
I kind of like that. All right, so I think we all know someone who is experiencing cave syndrome right now, and it's the people who are worried about getting back out into the world after the lockdown of COVID.
My heart goes out to people because
they're really struggling with it.
Yes.
So the word it's a term, it's called cave syndrome, and a psychiatrist in Florida coined the term and admits it's not the official diagnosis, but he's using it more and more because so many of his patients are anxious about being around people again. Mm-hmm. And he says the best way to deal with these people that maybe yourself or in your life and mm-hmm. you're really anxious about being exposed to other people again, mm-hmm. be mindful about what's making you nervous. Then think about the reasons you loved going out before the pandemic, like concerts, dinner with friends, eating indoors in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And just
I
remember,
quite frankly just miss shouting at people in bars.
What do you miss? Hey!
It's just the music is up loud and you're just mad at it.
Nice shoes.
Yeah, no, I don't know. So is this advice? Are you giving advice for the cave people?
Yeah, just
who are afraid
just
to get
take
out?
Take a deep breath and remember what you liked before. Mm-hmm. And some experts are saying, you know, we don't want to put a term around this. We don't want to give it a name. But it's real.
Here's some straight truth for me. If you are one of the unvaccinated, you are a sitting duck. You are a sitting target for this variant.
I know it.
That is like way more,
dangerous
and transmissible. Yes. And now that virus doesn't have as many people to cling on to. So it's looking for the vessels, if you were. Oh, my
Lord. The transportation of the body.
No. So, I would be very nervous. That is who should be nervous, the unvaccinated.
All right. Thank you, Lori. Mm-hmm. They are the cave. What do we call them? The cave syndrome, folks. Okay, if I say Zori, Z-O-R-I, what do you think I'm saying? Zori, not Lori. Zori-san.
I don't know what you're saying.
The flip-flops came
Zori.
From Japanese.
Yeah, the
from
Zori.
Japan. The
I should have known that.
You should have known that. Today is National Flip-Flop Day. We can thank the Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, I feel really dumb I didn't know that because I do know that. That's what they're called, Zoris. Forgot,
Zuddy.
Jules.
All right, that's it.
All right, we hate to cut you off, Olivia Rodrigo, but we have to get to our new Music Friday. There were so many songs, Julia. I had to be ruthless.
Oh, I know there are.
I had to be ruthless about who I was kicking out right and left.
You're so funny.
Tyler, the Creator, has a new song out called Lumberjack. DaBaby has one, Ball If I Want To. Her has one, Back of My Mind. You're going to just have to listen to these on your own. I had to do some
thank you
culling and weeding. But here's Diana Ross, just a little bit of, we got the news yesterday. We're getting a new album. This is a song called Thank You.
That sounds like Alanis Morissette.
Yes, it was.
I'm sorry, guys.
That's all right. We'll move along to the next song.
I've got it right here. It's just.
That is Miss Ross sounding quite good.
She's sounding Rossy.
Yes.
Well, Diana.
Oh, love her so much.
Uh-huh. That's a fun one. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, so it's all called right. Thank You. Okay, now here's a song. This is Tate McRae with Khalid, and Tate McRae is going to be at the Basilica. She sang a song that people know called You Broke Me First.
Yes.
That was her first, you know, it was a huge hit. This is her, this is a song called Working, featuring Khalid.
Starling. Cute.
Okay,
right.
So that's called Working. She'll be at the Basilica. Then this is Brantley Gilbert, I think it is.
Yep, Brantley Gilbert, yep.
And this features Toby Keith and Hardy. And I have to give this song props for the song name, The Worst Country Song of All Time.
I love it.
Is
I
the
love
name
it.
Of the song. That works. Like, that is a good that song.
Is. This is the worst country song of all time.
And then just starts trashing all this good. Yeah,
I like that one too. Yeah, Brantley Gilbert.
Brantley Gilbert featuring Toby Keith and Hardy. And I was just like, wow, that is a country song that's just grabbing you and you will know the words. You just have to listen to it a couple times.
I love it.
Okay, then. Okay, so this is Modest Mouse. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
You don't know what they look like, but the song is called The Sun Hasn't Left.
Okay. After that last one, it's hard.
Yeah, after the worst country song of all time.
Yep.
We'll have to play that one again today. Okay, this was just a fun song. Fun video. The song is called Smile, Shea Diamond.
It's funky.
It gets funky. The video is really, really fun. Okay, now this next song... are Selena Brills, Minnesota's Selena Brills, very talented young lady. She's so good.
Darling.
And Selena, if you're listening, we're dedicating your song Summertime to you because it's your song Summertime.
Cheers.
She's such a great voice.
And she makes cute videos and you can follow her on Insta.
I feel like that was at the Stone Arch Bridge, if the glance I saw at the video, but... we loved her last song too, the Valentine, Mr. Valentine,
which was so
good. That is a really great song.
She's so good.
Yeah.
Selena Brills.
Mm-hmm.
B-R-I-L-L-S.
Selena. And she and the Suburbs both have a song called Summertime. There's so many songs I'm noticing this that have sun in it or
they're happy.
There are a lot of happy
smile.
Music. Yes. Music coming out. Okay, now this song, you guys. So this dropped last night. And Roger Friedman at Showbiz 411 wrote a couple days ago that the Aretha Franklin biopic had scored a coup because they got Carole King to write a new song for the movie with Jennifer Hudson. And the song is called Here I Am, Singing My Way Home. Now, don't forget, Carole wrote one of Aretha's biggest all-time hits, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. She wrote that with Jerry Goffin and Jerry Wexler back in 1968. And so I don't know. He was
I want to say in the Brill Building or something.
Yeah. And Roger said, I don't know who set this up, but what an incredibly great idea because this will be a best song nomination more than likely
for
and so let's listen to Jennifer Hudson singing the song written by Carole King for the movie Respect. The movie, it's an original song called Here I Am, Singing My Way Home.
You're listening to the Oscar winner.
Actually,
unusual to start big like that.
Yeah, and Carole King wrote this with Jennifer Hudson and Jamie Harris, so she was involved.
Yeah,
they did it virtually.
I mean,
Jennifer Hudson. She is a powerhouse.
That song.
Oh,
that song.
To listen to her stuff when she was singing as Effie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that will for sure get nominated.
Wow.
And already, did you know Lady Gaga wrote a song for Top Gun Maverick?
No.
Okay, so that we won't hear that until maybe December. Billie Eilish had that James Bond song, and that'll probably just get nominated, but that's not going anywhere.
Right.
Diane Warren wrote, I guess, a Reba McEntire song that they think is going to be. But to me, just hearing this song, because the song is starting out, she wrote it for Jennifer Hudson to sing about playing Aretha. And Aretha, of course, started in the church, sang gospel. So the fact that the song starts out gospel and then goes into this, you know,
beautiful
song. So I feel like we listen to it here first, Julia. Here
it's beautiful.
And
Grant, do you like it?
Yeah, it was very, like, in the beginning, that gospel side of it just showed the range of her voice, and it's so beautiful. So, yes. Amazing. I mean, I wouldn't pull it out for, like, a jam on my way home on a Friday afternoon to go up to the cabin, but, man, she is talented.
It's so amazing. And, yeah. And Julie and I both watched Genius, the Cynthia Erivo, you know, biopic on Aretha on National Geographic. And I'd known about it, but, like, we really saw in that how much Aretha, her gospel roots and playing the piano, mm-hmm. and doing that kind of, that's how she like filled herself with music. It like gave her even more range to then be able to sing absolutely everything. But I guess this song, even though Atlantic Records has the Respect soundtrack, because the family there, it's all Aretha songs in this thing, and Epic Records get the single, but this will be on the soundtrack. Because this is a different, you know, that's where Carol.
I just Jennifer Hudson has been such an impressive, impressive woman. And if you look at the photo of her playing Aretha, wow,
she
looks. That's going to be an amazing movie. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, same. So anyway, yeah, the song is called "Here I Am Singing My Way Home." All right, when we come back, we're going to Hollywood speak. We're going to see if either one of you can Hollywood speak and give us an answer to what you are if someone describes themselves as autosexual.
Oh, dear. I'm glad we have time.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
So, this Playboy model, which, I mean, I guess there are still Playboy models, because Playboy is still online.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
She's, she came out as autosexual and defined it as what, do you think? She called herself an autosexual.
Okay, so I did Google it.
You did?
And what I found is a man admits to having sex with 1,000 cars came up. So
see, that's where my head came, right? I'm like, she has a fetish for cars. That's where I was coming up with. Like, a good 67 Chevelle and she's good to go.
No. Right, but that isn't what it is. I know that now, but that just made me laugh.
Yeah.
So I know it isn't having a fetish for cars.
Yeah, but that's, of course, what everyone would jump to, right?
Yeah, 100%.
No. She got a lot of people were very mad at her because she posed topless and insisted that she was an autosexual. And then people got mad at her because an autosexual, it's people are, you're more attracted to themselves than to others. And you may prefer to play with yourself rather than have sex with anybody else.
I just thought it sounded like a narcissist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm an autosexual. I prefer sex by my own hand while looking in the mirror.
I like me more than anybody else. I mean, it just sounds like a new twist on narcissism.
And she's very happy to find that she's not alone. She said, it's like I've got self-love on steroids for myself. I'm just attracted to myself. I've always felt that way. I didn't know there was any other way to be.
Oh, man, I was an autosexual for the first half of my life, that's for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. There are times in your life where you have to be.
Yes.
Oh, that's so funny.
Right now I'm a practicing autosexual, but I hope to be practicing other types of sexuality later in life.
Oh, that is so funny. So now we know what it means.
Yeah.
I would have never... Oh, Lord, there's so many terms.
There are.
Okay,
here's the quote. Ben Affleck, quote unquote, won't let the intense media attention get in the way of the Bennifer, you know, revival.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for him, because they did say it in the last time around, it was too intense, all the coverage, but they welcomed it at the same time. Didn't they kind of?
Here's what I think would happen. Yeah, I think now, 17 years later, Ben understand that he's famous, and no matter what he's doing or who he's with, they're going to take his photos.
Yeah.
That's what he didn't realize, though, when he was with her.
The first time around.
That's right. He thought it was just because of her, but it doesn't matter when he's with Jennifer Garner, whoever he's been with. He's famous in his own right. People are going to always want photos of him and what he's doing. So, yeah, I can see how this won't be an issue for him because he gets it now.
It's just reality.
He used to blame her.
Right.
And now he doesn't.
Right. And you know, the other thing I thought that we learned last night in the Kardashian reunion was when Kylie was talking about when she was pregnant and how she, and they all kind of talked about what they missed, about they can't go to the grocery store anymore. There's no anonymity in their lives at all. And but Kylie said when she was pregnant, there were so many helicopters over her home that she got to a point where she could never even leave her house.
Yeah.
So I just think about how invasive it must have been and intense back when it started with
because
this
17 years ago, it was
all photographers. It was all paps. It was all chasing. It was, you know.
Right. But they would have wanted photos of him anyway, but he blamed her.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
He's so mature, that Ben. He's almost 50.
He really.
You know, he's younger than her.
He really, really, really is. Now, what is this that I have? Alex Rodriguez. Here's the quote. A mystery source told Entertainment Tonight, so pretty good source. When they first split, Alex wanted to work things out and held hope that he and J-Lo would get back together. Quote, unquote, he's come to terms with the fact that it's over now.
Boy.
Was the aha moment when they were on the balcony stretching and purring and smoking?
When you saw your ex getting into a private jet with another man for a weekend that she dated 17 years earlier.
Was it sucking face at Nobu in front of the children?
Right.
When was it that you had to
come? The aha moment, yeah.
Oh, geez. So,
well, anyway. Good for you, Alex, for moving on.
Yeah, that he's come to the fact it's over now.
He should have come to that fact a long time ago.
When she begged him to come to Costa Rica, we're going to pretend like we're still together. You know,
let's work on these business
deals. And
then
remember how glum she looked out on the thing? They had zero sexual
heat at all.
Yeah.
Graham, from day one, they were wrong to me.
That's right.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Hugh Grant. Apparently, Nikki Swift had a column where she showed that, like, Hugh Grant on wherever his wife's Wikipedia page or whatever, Hugh Grant married her for passport reasons.
Yeah.
And Hugh Grant just did a...
And they've been married since, like, 2018 or something.
Yes. Dear Internet, I married her because I loved her.
I love it.
Hugh clapped back. Grant.
He clapped back. I love it.
That is a pretty good
clap. I think so, too.
Just the generic Dear Internet, you know? So that's kind of a good one.
I'm concerned, but Dear Internet's even bigger and broader.
Mm-hmm. What do you make of the photos of Ava Mendez in Chantilly, France, just last week, Jules?
Let's see. Oh, gosh. You know what she was in that I watched the other night? Remember I told you that dumb movie I watched about the twin brothers, Greg Kinnear and Matt Damon, were connected... The brother movie or something.
Oh, Chang?
Yeah.
Chang, the Chinese?
No, it was Matt Damon
the
and
Siamese
Greg Kinnear.
Twins?
They were Siamese twins, and it was with Cher. And
how
it
could
was
they
with
be Siamese?
Well, they were
from
just,
Siam.
It was just for jokes.
Stuck on you was
stuck
what it was.
Stuck on you, thank you.
Okay. They're like conjoined, right?
But she's in it.
Okay.
And she, this is right before we even saw her in Hitch or anything. My word.
She's gorgeous.
Yes.
Well,
she's gorgeous.
The reason why I am surmising that Ava was spotted in the beautiful little village of Chantilly, France, is because Ryan Gosling
is filming,
is doing post production on The Gray Man, which has been filming in Europe.
Overpriced.
And now the daughters are there.
Yeah,
and
the family has come to join them.
That's right. He's been working on it, and it's been filmed all over Europe in various locations since March. So they're in production.
Okay.
And now the family, they don't have to spend a long time apart. Europe is open again. And I mean, remember when they were expecting like their first and second child, all the reports they're breaking up.
Right. Forever.
These two have kept everything
silent.
On lockdown.
Yes, they have. They really have.
So
they really have.
I'm glad I could solve the Chantilly, France, Ava Mendez question. Mm-hmm. That, you know,
home of Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging.
How did you know that?
Well, of course we know that because we talked about that a while ago.
Did we?
We did. We talked about Chantilly lace.
Anyway, she,
she's beautiful.
Yeah, she really is. So I'm glad that they're together and that. What are the daughters' names again?
Esmeralda and Esmeraldi. They're that close, though. I know they're that close. It is. It's Esmeralda and Esmeraldi. They're that close, Lori. Remember?
Yeah, but I think.
What was the Bewitched grandmom's name?
Oh, gosh.
Esmeralda.
I don't know.
Come on. Esmeralda. Esmeralda. Come on.
To be continued after.
No, but you know I'm right.
Yeah. Brunhilde?
No, it isn't. It's Esmeralda and Esmeraldi.
Oh, God. We're so
They're that close.
We got to go.